Want to greet each one in Jesus' name this morning and welcome all to the service. It's one of the most beautiful days we've met. It's a beautiful time of year and a beautiful time to get together. Appreciate a lot the service this far. It was just a blessing to hear the singing, the positive confirmation of I know that my Redeemer lives. And that Christ's gospel is going to conquer. And let's be a part of that, part of his church that is going to stand. Also want to wish a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, and God bless you in your role. I would like to turn this morning for a meditation to Genesis 4, and we'll go back close to the beginning of time. I don't want to, you know, being it's Mother's Day today, I didn't ask Joe what he's going to preach about this morning, but it might be mothers, and so don't want to encroach too much on that, yet I do want to say something. And I want to give honor where honor is due. And I'm glad to see my mother here. And, you know, for those of you that don't know Mom, she's probably one of the most remarkable women in the world. And she married Dad when he had six little girls to take care of, and then I came along number 10 when she was 26 years old. For you ladies that are 26 years old, I was number 10 for her, and she was pretty well overwhelmed. But, you know, I never doubted her love and care. Sometimes there was so much work to do that there wasn't a lot of rest in between, but she did it, and she's a very treasured part of my life. And then I had the good fortune of, with actually her encouragement, she told me one day, if you don't start dating one of these girls, I'm not going to feel sorry for you if you don't get anybody. And that was a little bit the push that I needed. And when I had my eye on Marcia for quite a while already, and So we started, and it was with her good blessing, and she turned out to be a beautiful part of my life there, too. Of course, you don't have to say that, but I will. And so, you know, I think from my own experience, motherhood and the union is a beautiful thing. But let's go back to the first time here. And the first child that we have record of being born in Genesis chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord, and Abel he also brought of the firstlings of the flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him." The story of the first family, very, very sad. And yet, in many ways, it's the story of the human race, a story of life. If we get beyond our circles and realize how many how much of the world lives. It's a very sad story of existence and broken relationships and just a lot of sadness. Well, there it was. There it started. Eve obviously was joyful, and she said, "I have gotten a man from the Lord." Well, look at how that man turned out. How great her disappointment must have been, and losing Abel to his brother's murderous desires and jealousy and so on. It was sad. And yet, God had promised in Genesis, after the fall, that through her seed, there would one day be a Redeemer. And a beautiful promise that was kept much, much later than in life there. So the thing is, the things that come our way in life, there's a lot of disappointments. There's a lot of tragedy. There's a lot of heartache. There's a lot of sorrow. But God is the same. And I was so inspired by Jonathan's devotion this morning, that God is the same in all generations. And as we trace our common ancestry back to Eve, we all have that common ground there. We all have that common ancestry in Eve. And that's important to us, to make those connections. And so it was important for me to hear that, God is the same in all generations. I know that. But it was a blessing to see that, hear that again. And so, so whether your lot this morning is one of bliss and joy and happiness, you can be assured that it can be a blessing to you. If your lot is disappointment and sorrow and tragedy, God is the same. God is the same, and He loves His children, and we are all in this together. All of God's children are sons and daughters of His, and there are no generational gaps. And so we can honestly wish each other the blessing of the Lord. Whatever you're facing today, look to God, and He will be your strength and help in all of that. We have, if we back up just a little bit in time, we have chapter 3, verse 20. It says, "And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living." And so that's where we get the common thread, that we're all related in that sense. We have different responsibilities and sometimes different outlooks in life and so on, but we can be a blessing and a benefit one to the other to share that. We have the fellowship meetings coming up in a practical sense, and a lot of work to be done, as was referred to. And sometimes one of the big jobs at fellowship meetings is the food prep and serving and all that. And sometimes we as preachers like to think that we have the most important part of preaching the sermons, because that's a lot of work and a lot of study and a lot of work. But I remember years ago when Mom was on the food committee, she said, "This is the most important work. How many services would you have if we didn't serve you food?" And so I'm going to give that to the food committee. Those are words from my mom. And so that's an important work there. So, I'm going to say it's all important in defense of the preachers here. But it is, we need to see things realistically. And mothers always often help us see things realistically. And so, bless you for that. All right. Wish a blessing to each one this morning, and let's kneel for prayer.